So he said, he shall call upon me and I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And the Message Bible said, he will throw me a party. And then he said, and then verse 16 said, with long life will I satisfy him and do what? Show him my salvation. With long life. Hallelujah. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 9:9, verse 9 and 10. Psalm 9. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. So why should I be oppressed when he's my refuge? The Lord, what? Also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. When? In times of trouble. Then he said, I'll be with you in trouble. So trouble can't trouble me when the Lord is my refuge. And he with me, and he's my peace. He's my joy. Hallelujah. So trouble has to take a hike, because God said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. So who's going to leave? Trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he said, those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Are you seeking him? Or are you spending time watching Fox News? Or CNN? Are you sitting there with... Or do you have your eyes in the book? Yes, I'm a new creature.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you say any man be in Christ is a new creature. That's me.
Yes, sir.
Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. That's me. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, all thy strength. Lord, I love you. If thou wilt diligently seek the Lord, hearken to the voice of the Lord. No good thing will I withhold from them, them that walk upright. Are you seeking? Are you doing this? Hallelujah.
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 How many bills has Fox News paid for you? How many nights that they came and rocked you to sleep? The answer has to be none. Psalm 37, verse 10, New King James. Psalm 34, what did I say? Psalm 34, verse 10. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Are you going to seek him? Are you going to seek him? Now, how many promises you got from Fox News and other media and wrote your letter, said, don't worry about a thing. We're going to pay all your bills. All you got to do is just watch what we say and get... We're going to give you all the bad stuff going on, but don't worry about it. We're going to take care of you. Huh? How many of those broadcasters and news medias and those different broadcasters that sent you a letter? We got one. You got one here from God. How many of them sent you a document sealed that you don't have to worry about a thing? Huh? How many? Huh? But here we have the Lord say, you shall not want what? Any good thing. So the young lion do what? Young lions lack and suffer hunger. But those that do what? Seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Now, how many of you like good things? Well, then how are you going to find them? seeking the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So why be unwise and waste your time with something that's not giving you any promise? And here's a book of promise, sealed in blood. If you're seeking with all your heart, if you hold fast to your confession, if you walk in the light of this word, you'll see your life fulfilled. When troubled days come, you got somebody with you. Hallelujah. When storms of life show up, you got somebody with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you can rise up in the midst of it and say, storms of life, you better go somewhere else because you can't come here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I'm not moving. I'm not in reverse. I'm going to charge you. I'm going to do like David. I'm going to charge my giant. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4, NIV. Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast. What kind of mind you have? Because they trust in you, trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord himself is a rock eternal. What is he? Rock eternal. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now listen to this. This is not a verse in the Bible, but this is what the Lord gave me. God is God. God is the God of truth. Jesus is the living word of God. And the living word was manifest in flesh. Spoil. Are you hearing me? What did the living word do? Spoil, dismantle, defeated, paralyzed, and brought to nothing the works of darkness. So what are you going to do? I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to keep my eyes on him. Jesus said to these disciples, and I'm coming to a close. Jesus said to these disciples, in John 8:31-2, these were Jews. They saw some of his work. And this is what he said, John 8:31-2. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed in him. Notice it was the one that believed him. The one that didn't, he didn't say nothing to them.